Yep.
Okay, so called to order present are myself, the Deputy Mayor Lassie, Trustees Greenberg and Zeidel. Mr. Greenwald is not here at this time, and we also have our attorney, Mr. Bill McCroy. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. We have now open public comment period. I will make a motion to open the public comment period. Can I have a second?
Second.
I'd like to see by Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
401. Since there's no public comments at the moment, unless the police department might have a comment, I'm going to need to know.
I'm just here if you guys have any complaints, speeding violations anywhere.
Thank you.
Deputy Mayor Lasker will have a long conversation with you. A very long conversation. So if there's no other issues to entertain, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing. Can I have a second?
Public
comment period. Can I have a second?
Second
by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
401. We will now open the public hearing for the budget of 2024-2025. Everybody got a copy of the budget.
I'll second that.
And thank you, Trustee Milasker. Everybody got a copy. Again, this would be, actually, we need to vote first. All in favor?
Aye.
401. In the normal times, we would have public comments, but
I guess there's
a perfect budget.
The mayor is doing a good deal. Actually, there's a reduction of about 30%. So the good news is that to come and complain, the trustees haven't raised their salaries, so that's okay, and nobody can come and complain. But there is one, however, during the public comments, I would like to make to bring up. I guess we can close the public hearing and leave it open for another minute or two as we discuss. I just want to make a comment that there is more funding that came in this week, as the mayor mentioned to me. So I would like another $25,000 in the contingency fund, into the contingency account, raising it from $550,000 to $575,000. And we will not raise the tax levy, because we're just going to add it in the surplus due to the money coming in. So I think we'll make that motion to, if possible, the mayor would be okay before we adopt the budget. But again, that's once we close the public hearing.
So just to clarify, the money that Deputy Mayor is referring to is a grant that its origins are in 2019. It took a few years to finish. However, it was finalized. And we would like to thank Dorinda Mitiga, our trustee treasurer, for finalizing it. The money came in this morning. And again, that is something that was initiated in 2019, and we finally have it finalized, and the money is literally in our pocket as of this morning. So again, we will we'll amend the budget based on this development after we close the public hearing.
I would also ask if we can, once we close the public hearing, to go into executive session for discussion of personnel.
Duly noted.
Before we adopt the budget. Mm-hmm.
So,
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing for the budget of 2024-2025.
Seconded by?
Second.
Trustee Zeidel, all in favor?
Aye.
401. We can vote later on if you all maybe have, more specific questions.
Elon, can I make a motion to go into executive session now?
Now?
Yes, sure. Because the reason I want to go on now is because before we vote on the, or we can put the budget at the end of the meeting.
Yeah, perhaps we should, just because I think they might have.
And we don't have to vote on it the right way as we close.
That is true.
We'll vote on it later tonight.
That is true.
I leave it up to you, just has to be approved by May.
Yes. Okay, so we'll push it.
So let's push it to the end. If anyone comes up with some question, maybe the one to discuss after we talk about the executive session. So let's approve a treasury report. Can someone please read the treasury report?
Sure.
Trustee Mark Weaver moved the resolution of the payment of general fund claims totaling $85,577.73 set forth on page 4 in the monthly abstract listing dated March 26, 2024 through April 15, 2024. Estimate is hereby approved subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payroll of April 5th, 2024 is set forth in the payroll in the amount of $11,524.15 respectively is hereby submitted for approval subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Grunewald.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. Treasurer's report was approved. I did not get an email from today. As you all know, it was
Eli, before that we have.
I reached out to him too. He doesn't have anything.
Okay. And please tell him go wish him continued health and hopefully he's gonna feel better.
I'll make a motion, Mayor, if it's okay to approve the meeting minutes for the following two meetings, March 25th, 2024, and April 1st, 2024.
Thank you. Secretary.
Prepared by our dear clerk,
Secretary
Jenna.
By Trustee Greenwald. If there's no comments, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried 5-0.
Any new business?
Yes, one thing I actually wanted to bring up. We did it last year, 2 years ago. However, is this on the agenda? We did it last year, 2 years ago. There's the Grand Fondo coming to our village in May. They go the bikes, they go down, they go from the 9W.
Did
they reach out to you?
Yeah, they did.
Did they give you the certificate of insurance?
No, they're going to give that to me soon.
So I think we need to make a motion to approve them to go through our village. So I'm not sure the exact language. I'm just going to make a general motion to approve the, if I may, the Grand Fondo, New York.
Dependent on providing.
So I'll make a motion to approve the Grand Fondo, New York bicycle ride going through the village of Pomona, pending them giving us the certificate of insurance for year 2024. Do I have a second?
Second. Mr. Greenberg, in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0.
So just in case we needed an approval for them, because I know they're going through the town of Havistro, Pomona, then they're going through Ramapo, until they get the 9W all the way to the they do need to bring cars. What? They go Kalhalla, yeah, but I'm saying they do need to have some of these cars that make sure by the turning points to slow down cars so there shouldn't be any accidents. And maybe we should notify the residents the day before the event to let them know on that Sunday to be more careful on the road, to watch the road better, as these bicycles, they work on it all year round, so they should be comfortable going through our village, hopefully without any disturbance. We'll note that in the email. I'm just suggesting something, because Ranan will get otherwise the complaints.
They also provide a claim, right?
Yeah. They did, again, the last few years, I don't recall complaints. I just know some residents are happy about it. But again, this is a program that's going through our village for years. I think this is something beautiful. And you have to look at they're in charge of doing it.
Yeah, it's been for many years. It's as organized as it can be,
Yeah, so just reach out to them if they could tell us, the exact, make sure that they give us the insurance and that they have people making sure that they're going to clean up, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And like last year, we're going to try to get from PD the route so we can notify the residents about the amount and the timing of when they should be off the road during those hours to minimize the friction of cars and bicycles.
So then mine, I think, was...
And one more thing, Jenna. Jenna sent out
Sequence
she sent
part.
Out to the newspapers to two newspapers for the second ARPA grant that we got. She sent it out this past week. I know it was hard on her, but she managed to do it on Friday. And it's going to go. The bids are starting from what? From when?
The bids are starting this next Monday, April 22nd, and it's open till 11 a.m. May 23rd.
May 23rd. So hopefully we'll have before the summer something in Secor Park too for the residents of our village. But that was the fastest we were able to get into newspaper. We need to get into two newspapers, and hopefully things will get moving on that too. So hopefully that will be taken care of.
This is not 1.16.
No, this is something. This is the public hearing of the budget.
Yeah. So it's out. This is. So
this is the budget public hearing. This is the ad. This is the ad that Jenna put in.
Oh, I understand.
Okay. No, okay. No, it was separate. It's not in food business.
Okay. Anything on old business? Good. Nothing else. Building and maintenance. Okay. Again, we are waiting for some news, which hopefully we'll get the next.
What did Spence told you that he's going to hopefully once the Secor Park bid is finished, which is now because the bid went out, he's going to start working on the roof. The village hall got a $100,000 grant a year and a half ago. Go out, prepare the bid for fixing up our roof that is already old. And, you know, again, we don't have leaks yet, but we don't need to wait till we get the leaks.
And we of course are all thankful for Assembly member of Ken Zabrowski for.
No, that one was Elijah.
Sorry. State Senator Elijah Malnick for.
Former state senator.
And hopefully future one. That will be able to get that grant.
We got a different grant from Zabrowski. Yes. That will be for the park. But we're waiting to see where most of them give us more.
We will. Hopefully, the next, during the summer, we'll have some news. Anything for the speakers? If there's nothing,
potholes to be fixed.
So potholes is something. Potholes is something. Ron already knows the drill, and everyone should know that drill. And he tells it to the residents directly. Jenna is very efficient about it. You know, she had a few days she was out, but we all understand it. However, there's a resident who complains about a pothole. You ask them to take a picture of that pothole. The address where it's located, so send it to the clerk. You don't have to send to Jenna, send to clerk@pomonavillage.com. It goes, get forwarded to Jenna. She sends it to the highway department and they fix it. Now, on Kalhalo, I had residents who called me. Kalhalo is a county road. A county road, you can go on the website and update on the county website where the pothole is, and they will have a crew fixing it within a week. Less than a week. So we have to differentiate between State Road, the 202 is a complete different ballgame. But I'm talking about village roads. We have a contract with the town of Ramapo Highway Department. They're very quick on that, as long as we inform them about it in time. And the same thing. Quaker Laytown is the village. And if there is an issue, take a picture. You can also, I sometimes take pictures of different locations. I send it to Jenna. She sends it to the highway.
I did let them know because I was on the phone with Mr. Grunwald.
But it's more efficient. But the picture and an address is
if
more
it's not fixed soon, it doesn't hurt to send an email.
And
well.
One more thing, Martin Spence will go around in the summer, in June or July. He will go around and mark all the potholes when he does the MS4 report from the whole village. So he marks every pothole in the village. But we're still in a season where potholes come out very fast, so that makes life easier and faster.
But if the resident gets a flat tire, could only, they sue the village?
No, only if it was reported and we didn't fix it.
So basically, once it is reported, there's a certain timetable it starts, and within that timetable, we need to fix it. If it's not fixed, there's liability involved.
But there is a certain time frame we get to fix
it. But
that's why it's important.
But Jenna is extremely useful, extremely efficient, and we are fixing it well below that threat. The threshold itself is several months. Jenna makes sure it's fixed within.
I think in the past year, Jenna, once those pictures went out, I think it was within a week. or two the latest that they came down and fixed the potholes.
Correct.
Thank
once
you.
Once they came out. Immediately.
But we, again, the best is a picture. A, it helps us also if somebody does get a flat, we have proof. It was reported this date, an email trail. It was a work order requested. Now, if something gets messed up after that, we can ask the highway department to refund us. So it all depends on how we manage it.
Now,
but Radam, thank you for managing the residents' complaints.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
I hear there's no more complaints because you manage it.
Anything else?
We take care of everything. Yeah,
anything else? Anything else? Just a game bird? Nothing. So there's nothing else. Anything from Office Spirit?
No.
Yeah, no, Office Spirit, I placed an order today.
Oh, yes.
That Sherry asked for.
Yes.
If you need anything, I asked the mayor permission. He told me, man, the order, I'll get refunded later. It was free shipping. It was much cheaper than
yes,
the
other
store.
Yes, so it was really good.
So if you need anything and you cannot get it right away through the regular way, be, you know, just request it and we'll take care of it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Wendy.
You're welcome.
Going on for a legal period? Nothing for legal. There's nothing for a legal period. We need to go to executive session
yes.
to discuss issues of personnel. Once we get it out, there will be
we will
vote on the budget, amending the budget as it was presented based on what Deputy Mayor Lasky just said, and also a few other issues like the personnel. And we will also need to ask for employees concerning so can I'll make a motion to go to the executive session, second by the Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. So we'll go into executive session.
Jenny, want to shut the...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll make a motion to go out from executive session, go back into...
public session?
Public session
or public period?
No. Public regular session.
Okay. All in favor?
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. Jenna, Trustee Greenwald.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0.
I just have one thing.
Yes.
Jenna, on the village board meeting on March 25th.
March 25th?
The cover page or the front page, you have present was Trustee Renan. I'm passing Renan right now.
Yes, we have to fix it.
March 25th?
March 25th, yeah. So he was,
he was absent.
He was absent. So
Rana, you were absent, right? Yes. Even our attorney remembers.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
It's okay. It's
okay. So, I'll make... Yes.
I'll make a motion to amend the tentative budget 2024-2025. And add on line number line number 81990.4, which has currently 550,000, raise that to 575,000.
Yeah, hold on. Which line number? Because, yeah, I was looking for that.
81990.4.
Set it on top.
Contingency account. And I'm raising it from 550,000 to 575,000.
Why am I not seeing this?
Because, yeah, it looks like...
Okay, and I want to make also a change on page number, on schedule 2, no, schedule, yes, schedule 2, the appropriated surplus from 700, oh, one second, so that will automatically change the total of the budget, the total appropriations, to 3,100,000.
Schedule 2?
No, the main page. The total appropriations will change to 3,100,000. $58,168. We'll also make a change on Schedule 2 of the appropriated surplus for proposed 2024-2025, changes from $700,000 to $725,000.
Hold on, yeah, what?
Not sure if I need that second resolution on the surplus, but I will do it anyway.
What line?
It's on Schedule 2, which is page...
Yeah, which page?
Page 5 in the tentative budget that we have.
And then what's the bottom line? 3 million.
You said...
3,158,000, right?
Yeah, and I want to change the 700,000 appropriated surplus to 725,000. The required taxation amount will stay the same. Do I have a second to the amendment of this tentative budget? Second by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Now that we've finished the amendment in the budget, it has not changed for the record anything in the actual amount of what we're taxing our residents. It will also, for the record, the mayor has brought a budget that brought over 30% reduction. One of the reasons is because we moved out the garbage from our budget and it went to the county, but the garbage amount was less than the 30%, but we were trying to see the real numbers. The building department has more income. There is other things that came in. We also have Orange Rock recovering some of the road repaving that we're doing this coming year. So with all these things, we have more income versus needing to tax the residents. So yes, it's a large reduction, but again, it depends on how much the person pays. If somebody pays $1,000, it's only $300. But if somebody pays $2,000, it's a $600 reduction. So it breaks even to what the budget went to what passed on to the town budget, where it says Pomona garbage. Everybody has a $692. For somebody who pays about $2,000 in village tax, his tax goes down by $600. Someone who pays only $1,000, his tax only goes down by $300. So yes, by him, the garbage went up. But let's not forget, the garbage went up by more than 70%. Some residents pay, or those who have deductions, those who have exemptions, etc., etc. Their numbers are lower in the total. But anyways, now we make a motion to just adopt the budget.
We didn't get one.
I forgot to ask for it. To be honest, I forgot. Yeah, but I don't have a resolution for this one. So
I know he was put to resolved. So like resolved that we're
Okay. Based on the changes that we have just made to the tentative budget and approved 5-0, I'll make a motion to adopt the tentative budget of 2024-2025 for the village of Pomona as written in front of you with the changes made earlier. Do I have a second?
Second.
Hold on, you guys did that like in the same.
Seconded by everybody. The motion is made by everybody. And seconded by
No.
Okay, one motion.
Seconded
by everybody.
Trustee Green, yeah?
Trustee Green. Trustee Green was seconded by everybody.
No.
Yes, we do it all the time in the county. Yes, we do.
Rana Zaidel. Trustee Zaidel, seconded by Trustee Zaidel. Roll call vote. Now you can do a roll call vote.
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0.
Before we adjourn, Jen, did you find
yes,
that?
Yes, I did.
So I have one more motion. Dorinda asked me to make this for the pension system. They would like, this should have been done years ago, but they can't find the document. So I'll make a motion to set aside the standard workday hours for the elected officials and employees of the village. And it is the mayor 3 hours, 5 days a week, 3 hours per day, 5 days a week. Deputy mayor 3 hours, per day, 5 days a week. Trustees 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. The clerk 7 hours a day, 5 days a week. Deputy clerk 5.5 hours, 3 days a week. Building inspector 5.5 hours daily, 3 days a week. Code enforcement 2 hours daily, 5 days a week. Cultural center manager 3 hours daily, 5 days per week. Did I forget anything, John?
No, I don't think so.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
By Trustee, by Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Motion carries 5-0.
5-0.